With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The great writer of the American West, Louis L'Amour, was 80 when he died of lung cancer last June 10th. L'Amour wrote some 100 books after his first novel, Hondo, in 1953. Louis L'Amour, who was born in Jamestown, North Dakota, talked with me about his life in 1984.
My great-grandfather, of course, was killed and scalped by the Indians. My grandfather fought Indians, and my father was for a while a deputy sheriff. So I got a lot of it right from the horse's mouth, you might say.
Louis L'Amour's resume read like a character from one of his novels. He claimed to have been a miner, a journalist, an elephant handler, a merchant seaman, and a boxer who lost only 5 out of 59 fights. Out of the service, L'Amour began writing fiction.
I wrote a short story called The Gift of Cochise, and it was published in Collier's magazine. Dick Carroll, who was then an editor for Fawcett, said, "Look, I've read this story, and it's a good story, but it's too good to waste. So why don't you tell the story in a novel, and I will buy it?" I did. And meanwhile, he was a friend of John Wayne's, and he happened to mention to Wayne that he had this novel, and Wayne wanted to see it, and he bought it for the movies. So I was off and running.
Most of L'Amour's books were paperback originals.
When Hondo made a success, suddenly I was going in a direction I hadn't really intended to go. I realized that at that time particularly, the Western was considered third or fourth rate literature. I didn't believe this, because the Western is a story of America. It's a story of America growing, expanding, becoming, and it's a story that should be told. On the other hand, at that particular time, the paperback was considered the lowest form of literature there was.
The late Louis L'Amour, chronicler of the American West. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Nothing excited the late Louis L'Amour more than doing the research for the 100 or so novels he wrote during his lifetime. L'Amour died June 10th at the age of 80. In 1984, L'Amour told me about his collection of rare books and a specially designed study.
My study is 15 feet high at the center, and the bookshelves go up 12 feet high. But all the bookshelves are double. You see the bookshelves, but you walk up there and you put your finger and there's a notch under the shelf. And you pull it open, swings open like a door. And there's another bookshelf behind it.
Louis L'Amour was one of the few, perhaps the only writer to have a book club that sold L'Amour books exclusively.
We talked about it at Bantam and they liked the idea and I liked the idea, so we decided to try it. And we had found through correspondence, a lot of the letters coming in to me, that a lot of people were collecting all my books. People would write in and say, "I've got 65 of your books, where can I find the other three," or something like that.
In 1983, Louis L'Amour won the Congressional Gold Medal, the first novelist ever to win the award. Later, President Reagan gave L'Amour the Presidential Medal of Honor, the nation's highest civilian award.
I regarded this, and I'm sincere in this, not only as an award for me, but for all writers. Because I don't think writers have had enough attention in this country, and they deserve more attention. And there are a lot of good writers in this country. And they can always realize that it's there, it's possible now, because the door is open.
The late Louis L'Amour, acclaimed writer of the American West. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.